He says he owes his life to Dr. Murray Feingold.
He was one of the greatest men I was ever able to meet. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here.
And it makes 20-year-old Sam Caswell smile to think of all the other children Dr. Feingold and the Genesis Foundation have helped over the years.
It's amazing that all these kids have the Genesis Foundation to thank.
Dr. Feingold was instrumental in getting Sam properly diagnosed and treated as a baby.
He's missing an enzyme that doesn't allow him to break down materials that need to leave the body. Before, what would happen was children would pass away between the age of 2 to 5. So Dr. Feingold said there was a doctor out in Minneapolis that was having much success with bone marrow transplants, getting the enzyme from new bone marrow into the body, and that is what we chose to do. He's 20, and he's here, and he's doing great.
Sam's mom, Heidi, says she doesn't know what she would have done without the help of Dr. Feingold and the foundation.
They helped with one of our flights out to Minnesota when we had to go back out because that's where the transplant had been performed. They coordinated appointments. In the beginning, he had so many different doctor's appointments, and he found all the best doctors for Sam. They would coordinate them on the same day so that we would not have to be driving down there a few times a week.
Heidi Caswell teared up when talking about the death of Dr. Feingold last year.
It's very emotional. Dr. Feingold, he's the one doctor that will always stand out. He was like family to us. He basically saved Sam's life. If he hadn't diagnosed him when he did, Sam would not be with us today. He stayed in our lives until he passed away. He was a very special man.
As for Sam, he's a special young man in his own right, defying the odds and now going on for his college degree.
I'm going to Manchester Community College, but I'll eventually transfer once I get my associates to UNH Manchester.
What do you want to do ultimately?
Thinking filmmaking / motivational speak.
By the looks of it, Sam should have no problem turning his life story into a career. Kim Tunnicliffe, WBZ News Radio 1030.